Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Princeton Tigers in his second season, Ron Fogarty. As the Tigers get ready to commence their season this weekend, all the Ivy League teams will be joining everyone in Division I who's already been active for a couple of weeks. They'll be in the capital city of New Jersey for the Capital City Classic in Trenton. And Coach Fogarty, welcome back to Inside ECAC Hockey. And I guess my first question, as they say, the education of a head coach, your first year at the helm of the Tigers, what did you learn last year as you move forward to season two?
And most definitely just learn patience, you know, to do things right. You can't cut corners, and sometimes the results may not be there and you know, as quick as you would like them to be. But to lay down the foundation is the most important part, and we did that as a staff last year, and now we can start to take steps forward. There's more familiarity with the players in knowing what we expect each day on and off the ice and the systems in place. So that was the biggest thing. It was just the patience, and everybody wants the quick fix, but to make sure that the program is stabilized and moves forward in the right direction, we just had to make sure that there's a whole lot of patience from our end.
Indeed, and of course, we want to point out, I remember we talked a year ago in your rookie season as head coach at Princeton, you do know what the ingredients are as far as putting a winning culture in place with what you did with the Adrian Bulldogs, and I'm sure that's something that you're drawing on now, trying to build the same type of foundation at Princeton.
Yeah, you just want to have, obviously at Adrian, we were a puck possession team, and we're trying to create that here at Princeton last year, and I believe just looking at our practices this year, they're a lot better and moving the puck quicker, which is a big thing, especially in this league with the goaltenders. You have to move it quick and get those goalies moving left and right a lot more, and to have those scoring opportunities. Where our puck movement has most definitely improved from last year, which allows that puck possession to occur.
His style of play in the ECAC, I'm certainly would be curious to see what your opinion of that is at this point. Having played in the league for Don Vaughn at Colgate 20 years ago, and then coming back, and of course the ECAC boasting some recent national champions, etc. What were your thoughts on that after now coming through the rigors of a full season and getting ready for season two?
You have to be ready every night. It just the teams are so good. And you know, I think it was even indicative from our play at the end against Dartmouth. We were a better team, and you know, lost a couple close games at Dartmouth. And just speaking with Coach Gaudette after the series, I believe that we are a better team. So that was a positive. The goaltenders are so good in this league, and the attention to defense and having numbers underneath the puck on the defensive part of the game is preached to every team. You have to make sure that you capitalize on your chances. We definitely had chances last season, and hopefully the freshmen coming in and the returners will just bear down a little bit more in front of the net to cash in on those precious opportunities that are so far and few between.
Hey, you mentioned about the series at Dartmouth, Coach. That's where the season ended. Lost the series 3-2, the opening game 2-0, the second night up at Thompson Arena. And anything that you can really build on, I know it's difficult. You talk from one season to the next, and then 6 months goes by. But it certainly was, although not the results you want on the scoreboard, a step forward. It would certainly appear a progression as to how tough you played Dartmouth in their own building in the playoff elimination round.
Yeah, like I alluded to earlier, just everything is, you know, continuum from last year and progression through the summer, making sure the guys have a great summer working out. And the conditioning was a big thing we had to improve on, and we did that. So everything's a stepping stone. You know, you have coaches that have had philosophies in place now for, you know, a dozen years, 5 years, 20 years. You know, so the players can coach the players with the new guys when they come in. And so we had the luxury of you know, this preseason of having that now, that the seniors can bring along the freshmen and tell them what's expected and let them know the systems quicker than we could do it last year when we had to stop each practice to make sure guys were in the right place. Now it's running a little bit more seamless, and you know, we're looking forward to the start here on Friday against Yale and continuing that momentum that we had against Dartmouth last season.
Well, you look at your team coming into this year, and you talk about goaltending in the ECAC, and you know you have a good one. Now returning as a junior with Colton Finney, a local guy from Chatham, New Jersey, who has certainly made good as the netminder for the Tigers, and must make you sleep a little bit easier at night knowing that you have experience and stability at that position going in.
And Colton had a great season. He was our most valuable player last year for sure. And then we have to challenge him this year, too, to make a couple more saves. You know, he just can't rest upon. He's going to get 30 or 35 shots against and make 25 or 26 saves. He's got to bring those numbers up for us to have success. You know, 9-10 save percentage in the ECAC isn't going to get it done. So we put a little pressure on him this year. You know, if it's not going to come from Ben Halford or Austin Shaw or goalies that are joining him, challenging for the cage, we're going to most definitely put pressure on him to be better, to strive for better numbers, but also just to take one shot at a time. And it's going to stem as well from our defensive play. You know, a lot of the shots came at the beginning of the season last year, and we made strides. And as we've mentioned three or four times now, to continue that foundation and the process and all those key words, we just have to keep getting better every day. Sounds cliche, but that's where we're at right now. We're not reloading for championships. We're in the rebuilding stage still, and it's going to take a little more time, but having a guy like Colton does help.
You lose four players from your club a year ago, two up front and two on the blue line. Let's talk a little bit about the freshman class coming in. You've got five coming in, including a goaltender, so a couple of forwards that will be new to the program, a couple of defensemen. You've mined Western Canada and Ontario, it appears, pretty successfully for this incoming class.
Yeah, that's going to be a staple moving forward here with our recruiting territories that we'll go after. But the four forwards up front, they'll all be in the lineup, and Josh Tevis on defense will be there for game one, too. So there's going to be immediate injection of the new blood into our lineup this Friday and throughout. And they just brought a breath of fresh air, and it's new for them, but they're unaware of what has happened in the past year at Princeton. So they're looking forward to wins immediately. And as I mentioned before, too, the seniors have brought them along very quickly and included them and welcomed them. So that's big, and it just shows that the upperclassmen want to win right away as well, regardless of who's on the ice or who's on the ice for that impact situation.
Now this Capital City Classic, once again, right in your neighborhood in Trenton, just to give us just a little bit of background about the tournament, how it came about. You'll have Maine and UMass playing, of two Hockey East schools, and you'll face it off with Yale in the opening round with the winners in the championship and the losing team in the consolation on Halloween night.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Going up there last year to Prudential wasn't successful. So we're going to try the Trenton's ice being enclosed. And we've got to know the people that run the arena and took on the event. And so far it's going well with youth hockey clinics this week that we're doing down there to spur on some of the fan base. But it's going to be good for us and Yale to play each other again to start the season. Maine's struggling a little bit, but UMass is firing on all cylinders right now.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great mix and a good start to the season before we head off to Cornell and Colgate.
Yeah, right into the fire of ECAC play when you make the upstate New York trip the following weekend.
Yeah, it's quick again, but the thing that's helped us this year is that extra week of practice that the Ivies gained, starting October 9th. This year rather than the 16th has really helped. And we had the scrimmage last week against Brown and Yale. So we're on more stable ground right now heading into the regular season than we were last year.
That's right. It was almost like a showcase, kind of a modified showcase event down at Meehan last week. I'm sure very helpful to everybody to get out of the gate.
Absolutely, and that will continue next year. We'll host it here at Princeton with Yale and Brown. It's just, to utilize those events to prepare you are critical, to improve and to iron out some of the wrinkles.
Well, he predated you, but there's been a good deal of attention on Princeton hockey because of one Mike Condon. I had a chance to interview him, Ron, back last week, and just really simply quite a story and an inspiration, I'm sure, to the Tigers' past, present, and probably future.
Absolutely. For him to be the first goaltender to come through the program here and to make it to the National Hockey League is great for him. And he had to work for it. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
Sharing time with Sean Bonner and then going through the minors to make it. And it is a great story of just focus and worrying about what you have to do and eliminating the noise from outside of who is supposed to be there. So it's a great story, and that's going to permeate through our team this year of just eliminating that noise. And, everyone says you're supposed to finish at the bottom of the pile. You know, that's the, the prediction and odds are based on numbers from previous events and has nothing to do with what we can do this year. So it's a great story that our guys have migrated towards. And, for a program to have that, especially up in Canada, that does help our recruiting as well.
Now, indeed the case, as you'd suspect, and as you pointed out, that's going to be fertile territory for you going out west and also to Ontario recruiting-wise. Coach, we want to wish you the best getting out of the gate this weekend in Trenton at the Capital City, beginning with Yale on Friday, and look forward to catching up with you down the road here on Inside ECAC Hockey.
Well, thanks, Bernie. Thanks for having me. It's going to be a great year of ECAC hockey, and all the best to you, but not all the best to the other teams.
Okay, thanks very much. Coach Ron Fogarty, our guest here, getting us started this week on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.